Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 887, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, I just want to try and finish up the subject we started talking about last year in reference to mistakes. Of course, like we mentioned, we heard from Rabbi Kahan, and we added to that a little bit. I just want to finish off the subject a little bit as far as mistakes. Not all brachos, just in reference to the Al HaMechia, Al HaWeitz, Al HaGefen, and this is just part of it, some of the mistakes, not all. I'm not going to get into everything, just to have a basic idea. Now, an important point I just want to bring down, the Sefer Yetzirah Halachos brings down, which applies to all brachas in general. If you make a bracha and you said the wrong thing at the end, right, so you do have what's called Toich Kedei Dibur, the amount of time it takes a person to say Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, whatever amount of time that is, Toich Kedei Dibur, that's Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, to fix it. In other words, if I said Bar Minim Mazayin, let's say I'm eating something that's Shehakel, right? And I make a Baruch HaTashem Malach HaElam, Bar Minim Mazayin, Shehakel Niyam Advaris. I fixed it right away, immediately, within those three words, right? That second I fixed it, I fixed it, so that would be good. That's called Toich Kedei Dibur. So it's an important thing to keep in mind. We've spoken about it in the past, we'll try and talk about it a little bit more down the road. So he brings that down in conjunction with, in general, if somebody makes a mistake in a bracha, miu imnizka miyad, he brings this down in our simen reish ches ois nun hei, but it's a general concept in all of Hilchos Brachos. Miu imnizka miyad, toich kedei dibur yisayin bar pri hagofen. Let's say person made a mezonos, right, instead of the hagofen. There are certain times, a certain brachas, obviously, like we've been talking about, but the evidence will still be good, but if you can fix it quickly, fix it. Miu imnizka miyad, toich kedei dibur yisayin bar pri hagofen. If you made the mezonos, for example, on the wine, and then you chapte within that amount of time, and you said Boromir Mizonis, Boromir Gofen, Yechapt. So that's good. So we have to keep, it's an important thing to keep in mind. Okay. So just trying to finish off, he brings down, just getting back to what we've been talking about last year, Mshocha in Ois Mem Tes, again, the Sefer Oitzra Lochas. Mshocha Lahazker Echad Mehem, somebody, let's say you ate cookies, cake, and you drank wine, right? Or you were eating all three, and you have Shivas Aminim, you have to make all three, whatever the case is. Venuska Bemsa Shetah. Now, in the middle of making the bracha, we said, obviously, we know by now we have to put in all three, Ala Michi, Ala Gefen, and Al Ha'etz all in one. But let's say in the middle of the bracha, you chapped yourself that you left out Al Ha'michi in the beginning, or you chapped yourself, you left out the Al Ha'etz in the beginning, whatever the case is. V'nizka be'em seshita, but you're still in the middle, the imam is in the middle of the bracha achas mein shalosh, in the middle of saying, Al Tziyah, Mishkan, Kavidacha, whatever the case is, you're in the middle of the bracha, it's a long bracha, right? So v'nizka be'em seshita, he says, Sheta, again, this is an ois mem tes, and you chapt yourself, he didn't say the Al HaMichu, he didn't say the Al HaGefen in the beginning, right? Or you ate two, and again, the same concept, you only mentioned one of them, you didn't say the Al HaGefen, you didn't say the Al HaMichu, whatever, you mentioned one of them, but not the other one. Even if you'll say that case in time whereby Yotze B'Deved, we said, Yotze B'Deved, if you mention it at the end, because Mokum, he says, L'chatchila, it's a good thing, go back to the beginning of the bracha and say it the right way, right? You're in the middle, and let's say you left out whatever the case is, Al HaMichi said, just go back and say, oh, Al HaMichi, Al Kakolev, Al HaGefen, Al HaGefen, and continue from there saying it the right way. That's an important thing to keep in mind. And he even says further, even says even more than that, says the Sefer Yetzirah Halachos. So that, by the way, he was quoting, he brings it from the Shaltz Shuvas Marshag, Eish Lavram, Shaltz Shuvas Pnei Maven. Okay, be it as maybe he goes further, he says, again, a mem test, that if Achenim Shachach Samach Lachasime, even if somebody forgot at the end, Lahazker Shnehem, right, there's three different times that we say it, in the beginning and two times at the end. Afilu im nizkar atzmai, he reminded himself, acha she'oma baruch ato Hashem. So in other words, let's just see. In the beginning you say it, that we understand, you say ala michi, you say ala gefen, whatever it is that you're saying. Then we say, ki at Hashem toiv meitav lakol v'noidu l'chol aretz val pri, val ha'michi, right, and then val pri agofen, we say it over there. And then we finish off, baruch ato Hashem, Al ha'aretz val ha'michya val priyagefen, val ha'peris, whatever it is that you're making the brach on. So he says even further, afilu nizkar atzma, even if you reminded yourself, achashama berachat Hashem, you finish berachat Hashem, shal chasim es habracha, the end of the bracha, the last one, right? And you remind yourself over there, the first two times, you, I don't want to say the word, you messed up, you didn't say it the right way, right? But you reminded yourself at the end, and you chab, so he said you could finish off berachat Hashem, shal chasim es habracha, yisayim lamdeni chukecha. You finish off berachat Hashem, quickly lamdeni chukecha, v'yachze loymer v'noyde lecha al aretz, and just go back quickly to the v'noyde lecha. He says, go back to the Vnoy Delecha Al Eretz. And then he says, V'chasim Karoy, and finish it off the right way. So it's a little bit complicated, but if somebody realizes that they said the wrong thing, and the mamash finishing off the bracha, he says, as we know, if somebody said Baruch Ato Hashem, right? So there's a way to fix it in general, right? I didn't realize I was going to eat something, and then I realized I don't have the food. Baruch Ato Hashem, and I'm about to say a shahakal, and wait, one second, I thought the food was in front of me, it's not here. So quickly, a person could hop in and say, Lam Deini Chukecha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Lam Deini Chukecha. It's a pasuk, and then like this, they finish off. They didn't say Hashem's name in vain because they mamash said a pasuk. So that's if somebody ever got stuck with that. So he says the same thing over here. If you realize that you didn't say it right, even though you're all the way at the yem, afilu im nizkar atzmei achas sha'amar berachat Hashem shel chasima abracha yisayim lam, and you're going to finish berachat Hashem, finish off lamdeni chukecha v'yachze, and go back quickly v'yachze lema v'noyde lecha, and continue from v'noyde lecha al aretz, and then finish off v'yachzem karoy, and finish off the right way with what you were supposed to say. So that's an interesting thing, and he brings that down from the Ish Lavram also. He brings it down from the Das Torah and so on. So that's an interesting concept. That's really pushing it, if you want to say. But that's how he brings it down in such a case. If somebody went that far and made a mistake like that, again, if you left out one of the, to say you said nothing, usually is not the case. You're making a bracha achas mein shalosh, right? You're making either ala michya, ala weitz, ala gefen. Nobody's just saying it for nothing. But the question always comes up. That if you, when you had either two, I had cake, cookies, I had wine, I had shivas aminim, so I'm saying all three, or I'm saying two out of three, right? Just to say one, usually, it's not a major mistake, unless the person's just saying the wrong thing. But usually the mistake would happen if the person's saying two or three other things, and they left out one. That's where you have the problem. Or if he's saying just one, he just said the wrong thing. I'm supposed to say ala gefen, and I'm so used to saying ala michya, I said ala michya. So, that's another way, that's another time a person won't be making a mistake. So in all these cases, these are various different ways to fix up the mistake. Thank you for listening.